It Is So, Because God Said So, by Virginia Brant Berg.
The Lord bless you and make you a blessing. We're so glad to have you with us, and we do trust that this will be a help to you. God will lead you along if you'll let Him. If you'll listen to His word and be obedient and follow, God will lead you along. I'll never forget when a deep conviction first came to me that we're able to know the will of God and that He would not fail to give us the desire of our heart when it comes to knowing His will. I was thinking of the deep conviction that dawned on my soul that God could not and would not fail His word. I kept saying, "This is the word of the Almighty God. It cannot fail. I can depend upon it." I came into a spiritual alertness and I recognized that previously the Bible had not been a living, vital thing to my heart, but rather a sort of combination of creeds and doctrines and wise sayings and printer's ink. I had never known the power of the Word of God. But at this time, a deep conviction dawned on my soul that God could not fail His word. I kept saying over and over, "It's true. God said it, and it's true." How did this new understanding come about? I had known church membership and much of church organization before this time, but I'd never really believed God's word, nor had I met Christ personally. My experience with the church had been a little disappointing. It seemed tediously humdrum, without any power. It was through a little tract that was put in my hand by a Christian Missionary Alliance preacher that I came into the most glorious experience. It brought unbelievable victory into my life and complete healing of my sick body. Gone was the unbelief and that sense of futility and disappointment, and there arose in my heart an unnamed hunger. Christ came into my life to fully satisfy. When that conviction dawned upon my heart, I was a total invalid, utterly helpless. A number of physicians had given up on me, but I had been newly born again, and my faith encouraged me to look to the Lord to restore my health and to raise me up. Previously, I felt I must have some evidence before I could believe, which is walking by sight and not by faith. I had received prayer for my healing, and I had waited for God to let me see something to prove that He had heard and answered prayer, because at that point for me, to see was to believe, which isn't the right way. The world says, "See, and you will believe." But the Bible says, "Believe, and you will see." It was at that time that God brought certain scriptures to my mind to show me that I must believe simply because God said so. Soon faith came into my heart simply by believing what God's word said, not by anything I saw or felt. I believed God had heard our prayers and that He had answered. I believed that He had reached down and had healed me. It was so, simply because God said so, and that was enough. My heart leapt with joy. And when that realization came, something was born in my soul that has never changed from that day forward. An abiding, unshakable faith in God's word. Again and again, as I was lying there so helpless, I whispered over and over, "It is the word of God. It cannot fail. It is God's word, and He cannot lie." I seemed to see this marvelous word of God marching through the centuries of time, indestructible, infallible, inexhaustible, unchangeable. What joy came into my heart as I realized I had such an anchor to hold on to. There was in my heart the substance of things hoped for, the belief in things not seen. I believed the work of God was done, for we had met his conditions, and there was his promise, very plain and sure, that he would not, could not, fail his word, and I was not going to doubt that word. Well, it happened. It happened just as he had promised, and I was completely healed. That was many years ago. I have lived these many years to serve him, and I have never doubted the power of the word of God. John chapter 6, verse 63 says, "The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life." When we come to the realization that there is the power in what God says in his word, then we have taken hold of the truth that makes all things possible. Oh, to meditate on his word. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 says, "God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said it, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good?" Whatever the need is in your life right now as you are listening, just hug that promise to your heart. Let it quicken your faith. That is the word of the living God. God said it, and it is true. Has he said it, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? He will do it for you. Isn't that wonderful? God has spoken, and he's going to make it good. Don't you let anything shake your faith. Don't believe any of the doubts the devil puts in your mind. Has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Well, God made it good in my case, and he raised me up off that sickbed. I had been an invalid for 5 years. Some of you have heard me say this so many times, I never get tired of talking about it. But that isn't the most important thing, but rather it was the faith that came into my heart, that because God said it, it was true. In 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56, God's word says, "There has not failed one word of all his good promises." He's not going to fail in any of them for you. That burden you carry today, cast it upon him. He's not failed in one word of all his good promises. Psalm 89, verse 33 says, "He will not allow his faithfulness to fail." And in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, he says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." God grant that his word will have a preeminent place in your life. When you're obedient to God's word, his blessings will be poured out. When we yield to his word, he does guide us. Yes, he leads his children along, just as he promised he would. He led me along step by step, just like he will lead you. Though sorrows befall us and Satan opposes, God leads us along. Through grace, we can conquer and defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, and some through the flood, and some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrows, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Adapted from God Leads Us Along by George A. Young. God will lead you along. It is his word. He has promised to do it. When you yield yourself to his word, he will guide your life each day, and your faith will spring up invincible, and then you'll shout triumphantly, "It is so because God says so. What he has promised, he is also able to perform." Say it over and over to yourself. What he has promised, he is also able to perform. If you are not saved, why do you carry the burden of sin? 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you confess your sin, God will keep his word. He will not fail his word. He will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You can be free from the burden of sin and have peace come into your heart, and God will lead you along. How wonderful to have such power to lead you along. He will keep his word. He will not fail you. It is so because God said so. Amen.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.